Good morning and welcome to The Conversation on a Monday. I'm Beth Ann Koslovich. Good morning, Chris Van.
Good morning, Beth Ann. People in Hawaii tend to be pretty generous as far as charitable giving, don't they?
Well, we believe that so, and according to some of the statistics that came out last year from the Hawaii Community Foundation, likely true.
Good.
Well, a very good thing, but then again, it can get better, and that's part of the subject of our first conversation this morning, because you know it feels good to give. If you believe that and followed up with charitable donations, you are already among the more than half of all Hawaii households which regularly give to nonprofits they have a relationship with. Now, that's according to the Hawaii Community Foundation's Hawaii Giving Study, and how you can maximize your gifts financially and emotionally is the subject of philanthropy advocate Tracy Gary's work. She'll be coming to Hawaii to speak to the Women's Fund of Hawaii, and we've got her on the phone with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. I'm delighted to be with you all.
And glad to be talking to you as well. In all the work that you've done over roughly 40 years, you're really documenting the journey that people make from just feeling that they want to give in the moment, perhaps, to coming to a place of creating a planned giving strategy. Is that really a journey of maturity?
I don't know if it's as much maturity as it is our life experience of when we really feel moved by someone else or a cause. Sometimes, you know, people who are very, very poor just feel very strongly that they want to lift someone else even as they try to climb their way out of poverty. And it makes us feel wonderful. It makes us feel connected. And it makes us happier. And, in fact, giving and volunteering helps us to live longer. Studies have shown that.
You bring up the point that being a donor and perhaps being a philanthropist are often the same thing, regardless of socioeconomic background. Is that really, you know, the point of it, that by making a plan of strategy that you're really becoming a philanthropist at whatever level?
Well, I think that we have, as you do in Hawaii here, 50 in on the mainland, maybe it's 60% of all Americans are making regularly household donations to nonprofits. Most people don't like the word philanthropy because it sounds like a very big word, but people give, they're generous, and they're donors or they're philanthropists. A philanthropist is someone who tries to be a little more intentional about how they're giving, and having a plan, a plan for how, what you give during your lifetime or beyond, during your legacy, is usually part of the philanthropist's journey, and I help people with that kind of intentionality. But so do the Hawaii Community Foundation, so does the Women's Fund of Hawaii, and we're all doing a certain amount of donor education to figure out, gee, what are the problems, what are the issues, what are some of the solutions for the good people of Hawaii or working nationally or internationally.
So really,
there are over 5,600 nonprofits here in the Hawaiian Islands themselves.
Right, and we all feel, many of us, you know, who live here feel pulled in one direction or another, which kind of goes back to the idea of aligning your own values with what it is you're trying to do with your money and not just feeling perhaps pulled in the moment to be able to take that intentionality and maximize it. Would that be true?
That's definitely true. I mean, a question I love to ask people is, what do you want to change or preserve during your lifetime or beyond? Because some people are business people, and they feel like, gee, if I have extra money, I'm going to give someone a job. And they might want to leave part of their business to the Women's Fund of Hawaii or to the Hawaii Community Foundation when they die, or friends and family. Of course, we always try to help friends and family. But, you know, you've got wonderful over 5,000 nonprofits. You know, about 15% of them are serve the arts here in Hawaii, about 17% serve education. About 6%, or almost twice as much as we do in the mainland, actually goes to the environment, of course, because you're in such a beautiful, beautiful area. Human services get about 30%. Religion gets about 4%. That figure is also very interesting because on the mainland, about 30% of every dollar that's given to charity is given to religion, and here on the islands, it's 4%. So we care about a lot of different things, and we're deeply concerned also about the state of education and the gap between the rich and the poor. So a lot of people's mental health, for instance, on the islands gets about 12% of every dollar that's given. And so we know there's lots of issues and lots of causes. And I think for many of us, we say, gee, I'm an environmentalist. but we may be driving an SUV. We may be invested in an oil stock. And so we're not always in alignment between what our stated values are and what we really want to see happen in the world. And what I find is when people get into that greater alignment, sometimes by just attending a workshop and kind of going, oh, wow, I'm not really walking my talk or living my values, then we feel better. And we feel, wow, this can make a change.
Tracy Gehry, as you look at people who may be just starting that journey, they're already giving, but they're looking at perhaps being more greatly focused on that intentionality, what would be the first thing that you would ask them to do in considering their values and how well or how, you know, little they sync with how they're giving?
Well, the first thing I've asked them to think about is, first of all, what's the first time you remember actually seeing an injustice or something that really troubled you? It could have been yesterday. It could have been in your childhood. And just the feelings around seeing that injustice and that sense of, can you do something about it? Do you want to do something about it? And the other thing is to think about who's been generous with you in your life and how did that feel when somebody gave you something? And, you know, how do you feel now when you do write a check or you help an organization? Are we allowing ourselves to feel the really good things, or are we buying into the fear that seems to be around us of, gee, the economy is going to tank or taxes are going to be too high or all the fear that happens in a lot of them, with all due respect to NPR, the media around us is often giving the negative reports, not so much the outstanding work that's being done, for instance, by the Women's Fund of Hawaii for women and girls to strengthen women and girls in our communities and all over the world. We're seeing wonderful progress in some areas. So I ask people to really focus on what's working and how do we build on what's working. What are some of the things that you really have loved giving to during your lifetime? For instance, some people get enormous satisfaction. You know, over 15% of all the nonprofits in Hawaii are arts organizations. And when I ask people, gee, draw a pie chart of, for instance, you have these three values, which might be community, respect for elders, and youth. Is there any way that you, in your giving, could be thinking about how that would be reflected? Well, some people may go, gee, I want to fund the senior center. I'd like to get youth doing some volunteering at that senior center. And maybe they could draw a mural or create an art project, because I love the arts, working at a local center. So when people take their values and then we ask them to look and get help to find organizations that are manifesting those missions or values, and there's such a high for people. They feel like, gee, I don't have to do this alone. There are lots of people who care as I do.
You're really talking about mindful giving, and that's what you're encouraging us to do. And I know we'll hear more from you later this week when you're speaking in Honolulu. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, and I hope everyone will have a giving plan, because it's so much fun to work from that plan and feel hopeful about the state of the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Tracy Gehry is the project co-director for Unleashing Generosity and has been a philanthropic advisor for 40 years. Her book is Inspired Philanthropy, Your Step-by-Step Guide to Creating a Giving Plan and Leaving a Legacy. She'll be speaking at a Women's Fund of Hawaii event in Honolulu this week, and you can find out more on Facebook at Hawaii Conversation.